No, I think it's very disappointing that there is a this amount of money has been invested in terms of infrastructure to provide long-awaited more non-medicalised care. As a mother of having had five births myself, and having seen how, you know, we need to advance and have these types of non-medicalised birthing where you can actually feel comfortable, relax, need less pain medication, you know, have more of a normal, similar home environment. We all know that that's what mothers need, and that's and this was an attempt to move towards that, and the infrastructure was provided. But it's very disappointing to see that the behind process hasn't been, that it hasn't been worked out in terms of how to implement the use of this room. So, you know, from reading the article, there is obviously a problem in terms of recruitment of midwives and having enough midwives to be able to staff all of the units within the maternity unit, because it is a little bit further away from the other suites, and therefore, you know, you do need adequate staff to make sure that there's somebody one to one there for every mother. So that obviously needs to be teased out, and there's a problem with recruitment. You know, we do need more midwives, and we do need to educate and train more midwives to ensure that we have them to recruit. So that's one key issue that's a problem. But also, there seems to be also policy problems in terms of who can use it. 35% are only eligible. Now, that is a little bit, I can understand that from the demographics. You know, we do have, you know, issues with litigation is another problem in terms of, you know, who can use the birthing pool and when it can be used. So there needs to be a drill down into exact guidelines for the midwives to be able to use this room and to be encouraged to use the room. And I gather there needs to be more training done. So there seems to be a need to look at how to support the use of this room and have this room working 24/7. I see that there's less midwives on at night time. You know, nature doesn't dictate when the baby arrives. You know, it's a 24/7 service that should be there and staffed accordingly. So there's things that is, and it's very disappointing, to be honest with you, that this infrastructure is provided and that the foundation is not there in terms of other service provision, in terms of enough staffing, in terms of the training that's required, in terms of the logistics of using the particular room. And I suppose for me, what I see is this is just one room, and therefore not all of the women are eligible for it. And where I, what I think, and it's long awaited in a first world country, and women who should be treated properly when in labour, that there's one bathroom for the four other suites. No privacy, no, you know, there's obviously the nurses do an excellent job, the midwives do an excellent job, and that's what's even coming out in the article. They're saying that the midwife was awesome, and that's my own experience, and that's the experience out there in the community. The midwives are awesome, but the issue is the support to help the midwives do their job and do it in a more non-medicalised way. And that is, infrastructure is only one part of that. And then there needs to be processes and policies and training and enough staff to be able to implement that. So I do think that we need to continue to work to get those four suites modernised. And maybe they mightn't be as non-medicalised as that suite, but at least have bathrooms for each suite. And so there's an infrastructure problem there that needs to be advanced. And it's terribly disappointing to think that that amount of money was invested and that is not being used. So I really do feel strongly that there needs to be a look at this and to measure it as well. So what gets measured gets managed. So there isn't any data exactly how many women are using it. So that needs to be gathered and that needs to be improved on, and there needs to be actions taken to ensure that as many women as possible get to use that suite.
But the HSE has effectively then put the horse before the cart, as it were, funding this state-of-the-art room and not having the necessary plans and staffing in place to actually have it in use.
Yeah, well, perhaps that's true, and maybe it also has to do with the context we're dealing with right now with the pay and number strategy. While I do know that they are actively recruiting midwives now, which is great, there is a shortage of staff. So I do think that is an issue here locally. And they just can't, they're trying to recruit and they can't get enough staff. And in order to ensure the safety of the mother and baby, it is essential that they're in the most appropriate place. So like, I do believe that the midwives are making judgments based on the safety of the mother and baby. So, you know, yes, Catherine, I do think that there needs to be more thought put into this and more supports around ensuring the use of this and more guidelines to ensure that midwives aren't afraid of litigation and that they're very clear on who fits the protocol of who should be, who can use it, and also in the preparation of the, so that the people, so that there isn't an expectation that the suite can be used if the mother actually fits into a high risk category. So that maybe there's more work to be done on communication, more work to be done, yes, definitely, in terms of implementing. It's not good enough to just get infrastructure. You need staff, you need processes. It needs to be thought out to ensure, and the goal should be that that room is being used 24/7, because when we do spend this amount of money and when we absolutely need it, long awaited, and we need to be moving forward and having the rest of the suites modernised and non-medicalised as well, as much as possible.